It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Believe it or not, Election Day is just more than 200 days away. As part of our election coverage, WNYC is transforming some laundromats across the New York metro area into hubs for civic engagement. We call the project Suds and Civics. George Bodarkey heads our community partnerships desk. He joins us now to share a few insights he and his team have gathered from people between Wash and, George, I guess I should say, dry cycles as well. George, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
George, what issues are most concerning to the people you've spoken to so far?
In short, the state of the economy and specifically jobs. Take Valfred Martinez.
There's not enough work for a lot of people.
Martinez is 24 years old. He was born and raised on Staten Island. We met him at Star Laundromat in the Mariners Harbor neighborhood of the island.
I have a lot of friends that, you know, they're searching for work here on the island that are more than $20. For example, delivery drivers or something that's going to keep, you know, a roof over their head. There's not enough of those jobs. That's like the main problem here.
Martinez says he wants elected officials to help out small businesses.
Like expand them. That'll help out like a lot of people, not just the businesses, but, you know, individuals that are, you know, that are going to help that business.
We heard something similar at J&J Laundromat in the South Bronx. That's where we talked with 46-year-old Anthony Ortiz.
The most important thing is how expensive everything is, especially rent. My wages don't go up fast enough to keep up with inflation and how fast prices are rising.
More than 80 miles away in the Hudson Valley, Chris Troy was getting a wash done at Fountain Square Laundry in Beacon. He also talked about how hard it is to make ends meet.
The economy is horrible right now. It costs me an entire paycheck to buy groceries, stuff like that, you know what I mean? But that's all tied up in politics and the greed of, you know, the corporate machine. So we just try to stay positive, you know?
George, I'm just curious, amid all that adversity as mentioned there, so just how are people staying positive?
Well, Michael, 40-year-old Tanya Bradley is just looking for some divine intervention. She was doing her laundry along with her 11-year-old daughter at Bubbles R Us in Paterson, New Jersey.
I'm thinking right now that we all need to keep prayer and keep God involved so he can make the right decision for us, because what I've learned is that when man controls some things, he sometimes makes mistakes, so we must keep prayer and keep God first.
Bradley describes herself as active in the community. She says she's involved with a local pantry. And in her opinion, it's time for elected leaders to double down on domestic concerns like homelessness and increasing recreation opportunities for kids. She says she's having a hard time wrapping her head around the level of support the United States extends to other nations.
Ukraine has an emergency. Palestine has an emergency. Israel has an emergency. On our land, on our home, in our own town, we have an emergency. Everybody has an emergency, but it's so hard for me to understand how is it that everybody else's emergency seems to get dealt with and handled, but ours just seem to get looked over.
At Stye Wash and Dry in East New York, 22-year-old Zaniah Mercer says elected officials need to get more tuned in to the realities of everyday life.
Politicians should visit communities and ask the people themselves about certain situations happening, how they feel about it. So they're trying to make decisions for communities, but they're not knowing how the community feels about certain situations.
So George, does Mercer vote? And if so, what issues are sending her to the polls?
Yeah, Mercer does vote, and she says she encourages her friends and family to do the same. The driving issue for her is women's rights.
Honestly, I don't like that they're trying to take away women's abortion rights. I feel like as women, you should have a right to do whatever with your body. But yeah, that's the main reason why I vote usually against those type of people.
But having a strong opinion on an issue isn't enough to send everyone to the polls, Michael. James Tomlinson was doing a wash at Fountain Square Laundry in Beacon. He's 30 years old, and he was quick to rattle off his positions.
Borders up, immigrants out, U.S. back. That's all.
But he's never voted and says he doesn't plan to.
It doesn't matter. It wouldn't matter anyway. We don't get to say.
Does the topic, George, of immigration come up a lot during your visits to laundromats? And I ask that, George, because we hear politicians talking about it all the time.
No, absolutely. It's a recurring theme everywhere we go. Immigration has become a significant local issue. There's no doubt about that. For instance, we talked with Luz Almonte at Star Laundromat on Staten Island. She's from Colombia. She's been on Staten Island for 22 years. Her son is in the Navy. She's a Trump supporter. Almonte says she's fed up with the number of migrants coming to Staten Island.
Todo se siente, o sea, como que prácticamente nos están invadiendo. Era una isla muy tranquila, pero ha venido mucha gente de otros lados. En los hoteles están casi muchos hoteles, hay gente de otros países que están viniendo a quitarle los trabajos a las personas de acá.
At Jason's Laundromat in Huntington Station on Long Island, we met another Luz, Luz Cortez. She immigrated to the U.S. from El Salvador 20 years ago, and she says she's troubled by the negative portrayal of migrants.
Bueno, que le tomen un poquito más de importancia a los indocumentados, ¿verdad? Que son los que están pues dándole el trabajo más duro a este país, y que pues sería bueno que en un tiempo los tomaran más en cuenta y no hablaran tan un poquito tan mal de ellos. Sino que a veces pues por lo que hace uno pues no todos son iguales. Y pues que eso sería todo.
Cortez says she can't go to the polls herself because of her immigration status, but she would if she could to underscore the importance of the Latino vote.
George, we've talked about SUDS and civics before on Morning Edition, but remind us, please, what are the goals for this project?
Yeah, of course, there are a few. We want to better understand local concerns and share diverse voices and perspectives like the ones we're hearing this morning. We're going to distill what we learn and use those insights to help inform WNYC's election coverage over the coming months. And we also hope our chats in laundromats about voting and political participation encourage more people to take part in the democratic process. And, Michael, if you don't wash your clothes at a laundromat, but you still want to tell us what's on your mind, email me at sudsandcivics@wnyc.org. I'll happily send you a link to a survey we put together with our partners at America Amplified.
Getting the laundry done and a whole lot more. George Bodarkey is Community Partnerships Editor in the WNYC Newsroom. George, always a pleasure having you on. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.